I've got a few things to show you this morning. So I have up on the screen. I'm going to sit down as well, okay? So that I can talk to you. What do you think this is?
A hut.
A hut. Right. Oh, here's some more coming. Come on, quick. I'll squeeze up tight, will we? Eh? Let everybody in. Great. That's good. A hut. Hey, what else? Anything else? What? Another word for it? Would you like to? Well,
a teepee.
It's like a teepee, isn't it? Yeah. What do you think it's for? Well,
living.
It's living. Yes, for living in. It's called a yurt. Isn't that a funny word? And it's actually from a place called Kazakhstan. Sometimes I visit Kazakhstan when I'm out with a mission, and I meet. Well, I don't meet people. I don't live in these yurts. I have seen them at a distance from the train. But some of the Kazakh people live in these. And you know what? They can put that up in just about 1 hour. Imagine. They can just build it from nothing in about 1 hour. And then when they're ready to move, they're called nomadic people. That means they wander from place to place with their flocks and their herds and so forth. And when they're ready to go, they take it down again. And off they go. And they put it up in another place. Here's another one. What's that now?
A wigwam.
A wigwam. Or what was the other name?
A teepee.
A teepee. That's right. It's a wigwam or a teepee. And you can see too, well, who lives in that? Who usually would live in that? Well,
American tribes.
Exactly right. American Indian tribes would live in these traditions. That's right. And again, you can see, you take it up and you put it down very quickly, probably in less than an hour, that one, and so forth. So here's something else. What's that? Well, it's a camper van, it is. I'm going to let you into a secret. My wife and I had one of these, exactly the same as that, except it was painted green. And every year, seven of us went off for our holidays for a month in that. Would you believe that? Because you see in the roof, there are four beds up on the roof, actually. And then there are two beds down where the seats are, and then we made another bed across the front for our last little boy. And we used to have a great month's camping in that. What do you notice about the three pictures I've showed you this morning? What are they all about?
You can live in
them. For how long? What do you do?
Just for a while.
That's exactly right. Because they're all for living in for a little while, aren't they? I don't think I'd like to live in the camper van when the frost's on the ground and the snow's on the ground and there's no heater inside it. That wouldn't be very nice, you know. And I don't know how the Kazakh people live, because it gets very cold out in Kazakhstan and they live in those places. But they usually would have a fire of some sort inside that yurt, and a hole in the roof that the smoke could go up through, and so forth. The American Indians, they probably have nice hot summers and all the rest of it, so they maybe don't need fires. But they're all kinds of temporary living places. And if you remember last Sunday when we were talking together, we were talking about really finding the right way to heaven, isn't that right? Not using the wrong money, as it were, but coming God's way in order to get to heaven. And you see, the Apostle Paul talks, it's really strange in the Bible, you can look this up in your Bible at home if you want, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he talks about us living in tents. And by our tents, he means these bodies we're in. You see, we're only here for a while. We won't be living on this earth forever, because we're going to move on from this earth to somewhere else. And that's why we need to be ready for heaven. See, and Paul, when he's writing to these people in Corinth, he says to them that one day when our tents are taken down, in other words, when we die, when we leave our bodies, we're going to move on somewhere else. And for the boys and girls and the men and women who know the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior, they're going to move on to where? To heaven. And Paul talks about that is a house or a building not made with human hands, he says, made by God. It's eternal. It's forever. Not just a temporary place to stay, but a place where we'll go and enjoy the presence of God and the Lord Jesus Christ forever and forever. I'm sure, boys and girls, that you would like to go to heaven one day. I know that I'm going to heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ has died for me and he's my Savior. And I'm looking forward to going to heaven. Maybe not just today or tomorrow, because I love my children and I love my grandchildren and I just love being here with you Lisburn folk. But one day, I'll have to leave. My tent will be taken down and I'll have to leave this earth and I'll be going to heaven. And I hope, boys and girls, when you think about that, think about the fact you'll not be living here forever, but there is a place that you can go to where you will be living forever in all the joy and the happiness that God can give you, and that place is heaven. And you can be ready to go there if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.